can see.
Free your consciousness.
I've got one that can see.
The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
This entire paradigm appears to exist to keep the individual from self-discovery. Everywhere we look in society, we can clearly see this massive push to convince people to identify only with the physical, with the world of shapes and forms, with ego-centered consciousness. Here in the West especially, a superficial standard of beauty is embraced and maintained that is based solely on physical appearances, not on substance or character. Some of the most outwardly beautiful people can be inwardly the most ugly. Hollyweird is a prime example of this. Obsession with youth and over-identification with the body causes a disconnect that is now so prevalent in our shallow and superficial societies. The physical body is a vessel for consciousness to inhabit, to experience this dense material world, but the superimposed perceptual illusion would have you believe that the transient, temporary physical container is all there is, and so people the world over become obsessed with the body and deny the self or the spirit, exhibiting one of the greatest fears in today's world, the fear of death. This deeply ingrained fear of the loss of physical life is exploited to no end, as we have clearly witnessed over the past 2 years with the manufactured crisis that has frightened people into taking experimental, untested, gene-modifying therapies that are falsely called vaccines due to night-and-day propaganda by corrupted media outlets, health agencies, fake scientists, and other spokespersons for the consortium and their front organizations. The sheer panic and mass hysteria that ensued the world over was an open display of this irrational fear and has shown how disconnected so many people are. The spirit is disregarded as the inevitable is denied. This life is but a fleeting moment, and the denial of the true self gives rise to the most irrational behavior, as we have clearly witnessed over the past 2 years. People were convinced that covering their faces, minimizing human contact, standing behind plexiglass and taking untested poison into their veins would extend their physical life for a little while longer. Maintaining the container's physical existence becomes the obsession, while cognitive and spiritual growth is neglected. Under the guise of extending physical life, people have been tricked and coerced into taking untested concoctions that will most likely shorten their lifespan. The dangers of these poisons has now come to light, even from the very manufacturers that produce them, as the crazy conspiracy wackos have been warning about for almost 2 years. However, normalcy bias and the ego's stark denial and inability to come to terms with the painful truth that it has been hoodwinked keeps people from seeing the true picture of what is occurring. And now that the official narrative has collapsed, the next phase in the agenda is rolled out. War. You have to admit, the timing is perfect. Perhaps this latest installment in the contrived narrative is meant to distract from all the vaccine adverse reactions and deaths. The non-thinking, non-questioning meat robots simply adopt the latest narrative into their manufactured worldview, believing what they are told, and remain glued to the TV screen like a junkie craving his next fix. They are propaganda addicts. Many of the normies have changed the profile pictures on their social media pages to a Ukrainian flag, you know, to show their solidarity regarding a situation they know nothing about. These are the same types that felt the need to post selfies with their face diapers, you know, to show the world how much they care. They are empty and devoid of spirit, and it's a sad shame. The racial division that has been hyped and promoted is a huge part of this identification with the physical. One race is taught to distrust and hate a different race based on trivialities such as skin color, which is completely childish, and those that have fallen for it display a spiritual ignorance that is truly unbelievable. Those obsessed with race and skin color, the extension of physical life at all cost, or existing within a crippling fear of death, are completely lost in the 3D illusion and are easily regimented like herd animals. They remain locked within survival mode, driven purely by instinct and fear. trying to convince these people that they are more than their body, that there is a higher aspect, an animating life force, would be like trying to teach a goldfish advanced calculus. You probably wouldn't get very far. The easily manipulable that are locked into this primitive way of thinking will tear each other to pieces based on this over-identification with the physical. Strip away the flesh, and underneath, we are pretty much all the same. By the way, pitting one race off against another and encouraging that hatred based on body identification is straight out of the communist playbook. If people could see the spirit within themselves and each other, racial division would be seen for the nonsense that it is. Of course, this manufactured division is for the purpose of creating a divide and rule situation, and it's working. Hence, we are presented with nonsense such as critical race theory, white privilege, and a host of other ridiculous ideologies. All sorts of divisive nonsense is for sale at the carnival, but you don't have to buy it. Again, all of this hyper-over-identification with the physical is designed to keep the individual from ever discovering the true self, to keep them locked within a low level of consciousness that is often more animalistic than human. Over the past several years, we've also seen emerge an obsession with sex and gender, which also shifts the attention to focus purely on the physical. Very young children are targeted with this ideological poison while they are in the early stages of development, and it causes confusion and, again, identification with the physical vessel. Children are taught that they can choose their own gender despite nature, and that the body is the primary focus, not the consciousness which inhabits the vehicle. This is nothing short of psychological warfare and social engineering, and far too many people are giving their kids over to this inversion without protest. The ones that do have a problem with children being taught this perversion and voice their concern are considered domestic terrorists or some other derogatory label simply for displaying a semblance of logic and common sense. This is taken to the extreme where people are convinced that mutilating their bodies or ingesting harmful drugs can change nature when all it really does is desecrate it. This satanic inversion has become normalized to the point that it becomes acceptable to mutilate a child's genitals, and parents are often looked down upon for showing apprehension to this insanity. Of course, referring to this madness as satanic inversion or mutilation opens the door for one to be labeled a bigot or a transphobe. Let's not forget also that if someone has a problem with Marxist insurrectionist organizations that hide behind racial labels and cause damage and destruction, that makes you a racist. Do you see how it all centers around identification with the physical? Then there is this bizarre obsession with pronouns. Some people will become indignant if you refer to them as he or she instead of they or them. The mentality is, I am my body. It's gotten to the point where mothers are referred to as birthing persons. Apparently, men can have babies now too, and if you disagree, then you are a hateful, transphobic bigot. There have even been cases where very young children have been removed from their parents under the guise of medical neglect for refusing to transgender their children or to affirm their assumed gender. Assumed gender? What the hell does that even mean? No matter, if you do not blindly accept this inversion of reality, there must be something wrong with you. Whatever consenting adults do with their bodies is their choice and their business. Administering dangerous drugs or performing risky surgical procedures on minors is a blatant example of a society that has degraded into amoral sadism. When things reach the point of insanity that they are at right now, I think detachment from it all in favor of internal examination and self-creation becomes crucial. I can go on and on pointing out these absurdities that now engulf our societies, but I think you get the point. I would sum it up thusly. You are not your race. You are not your gender. You are not your nationality. You are not your name, your degrees, or your titles. You are not even your thought processes. The mind chatter is just that. You are not your body, your vessel, your container, which is simply a vehicle for projected consciousness to experience the realm of the physical. Think of it as a deep sea diver that must take on the weight of the cumbersome equipment in order to experience the dense underwater realm. He takes on the burden of his gear, goes on the dive, and returns to the surface with that experience. You are an eternal, infinite aspect of the creation, the animating force that inhabits all life forms. The body is the temple for the spirit, and a physical life, no matter how short or long it's measured in linear time, is but the blinking of an eye in this transient experience. From my perspective, in this age, anything that keeps the mind anchored to the physical at the expense of all other possibilities should be deeply examined and contemplated. I'm not at all suggesting neglecting the physical, just to not see it as the be-all, end-all of existence and experience. We are far more than what the ego can see in its limited perceptions or what this hyper-over-identification with the physical convinces us to believe.